The three words that I want to highlight this morning are submit, love, and head, or submission, love, and headship. Submit, for the wife only, head, for the husband only, love, for both. How do we make that work in real life? Well, it's interesting that he really starts this passage with verse 21. In verse 21, he says this. He says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. This is a transitionary verse, a transitionary statement. We've been going through the book of Ephesians, and we've seen how God, how Paul talks about us, about our in personal relationship with God, of us and what God has in store for us. Then we saw how God didn't, it's not about my relationship with God only, but it's also the community, the body of Christ. As a believer, I belong to the body of Christ, and my faith is actually lived out and is actually fulfilled and grows in the context of the body. Now he takes that even closer to home, and he says, your individual faith, in these next verses here, how do they apply to a marriage, to the family, to the workplace? How is your faith lived out in each of those? And so here, we are looking at the marriage. This transitionary verse shows us that in all relationships, you need to have a mutual submission. Okay, we're going to talk about what submission is yet, but we have to understand that you cannot have a healthy relationship without submitting to each other. It's impossible. And that same truth is there between husband and wife. And yet there's a unique situation in marriage, and that there's a role. There's a way in which it needs to work, that there's an element there of submission in which a wife is submissive to her husband. Love, Titus chapter 2 verse 4 says that older women should train. That's an interesting word, isn't it? To train the younger women to love their husbands. It's the only passage in the New Testament, in the Scriptures, that we find the women are commanded to love their husbands. Husbands, we're reminded in many places that we need to love our wives. Seems to be that God knows us pretty well as husbands, doesn't he? We need much, much more of a reminder that we need to love our wives. Headship, we're going to talk about that for the husband. To try to understand this and try to get a picture of this, I want us to think of a house that has four rooms. And I actually thought, and I talked a little bit this week about designing a house like this, because, you know, it'd be so neat to just have one center room and then three rooms off that. I didn't get very far with that blueprint. It was shot down. But, you know, it'd be such a simple house, wouldn't it? You know, one room in the center, the great room, and then three rooms off that. Fine. But in marriage, this is what I want us to, this picture, to try to help us to understand that we need to have that great room. And so that the key to a successful marriage is Christ, is that center room. Now, husbands, you're going to have a hard time understanding this picture, because at home, it's 2-to-1, just the reverse, right? She gets twice the closet space you do. Maybe more rooms. Well, here, husbands, we have two rooms, and the women have one room. The one room, the room of love, that one we're going to share with our wives. But we still have the greater mandate to love than what they do. These three rooms, they are locked. These three rooms, they're locked. The key to each of those rooms, I believe, we find in Jesus Christ. I am not saying that if someone is not a believer, that they can't have a good marriage. But I believe that it is only in Jesus Christ that we can reach the potential, the depths in our marriages that God intended for it to be there. Without Christ, we cannot go as deep, as wonderful, where God has designed for us to be. We can only find that to Him. The key to those rooms are found in the center, which is Jesus Christ. Now, in our scriptures, we're going to read through the passage, and then I'm going to start with love first. We're going to mix this up a little bit. We're going to reverse the order, but you'll see later on. Let's read our passage of scripture, beginning at verse 22. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, His body, of which He is the Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to Himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cares for it just as Christ does the church, for we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Love. In verse 25 and verse 28, he says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Did you notice the words in the songs that we sang this morning? The words about how Christ loved us? Husbands, as we think about a love for our wives, the one song said that we could see, hear His love. See His love. Where do you see the love of God? In the hands, in the side, in the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is it possible, husbands, that there will be times where we will bear the pain, we will bear the marks, we will bear the wounds of the sins that our wives commit? Do the sins that our wives commit give us the right to refuse to love them? If we stop loving our wives because of the sins that they commit, then we do not love them as Christ loved the church. Do you have that type of a love? You cannot have that type of a love just out of yourselves. That type of love is only possible if you are connected to Jesus Christ. Does that excuse the sins? It's not what we're saying. But if the sins that our wives commit cause us to stop loving our wives, then we have conditional love. And conditional love is not what He calls us to. Husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. This is sacrifice. If we follow the example of Christ, then we will give ourselves up and we will bear the wounds of our marriages. And you know what? We all live in a human marriage. There's not one of us that lives in a perfect marriage. Each and every one of us lives with an imperfect spouse. And so if we start with a conditional love, there is no hope for your marriage. If you are not connected to Jesus Christ, then you have the chances of your marriage surviving are a lot less. The biblical picture that is given to us here is that this is the basis for our headship. This type of love is the basis for our headship. Our personalities come into play very much in our headship. If you're like me, you like to micromanage. You like to be the boss. And Martha loves that. She thrives under my micromanagement. But that, if I let myself go, what will that do? It's going to create an interesting picture of our marriage. Your personality comes into play when we talk about headship. Some of you are so easygoing that you give your headship to anybody. Your wife, your children. So you have a problem as well. Your personality needs to come to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it needs to be changed constantly to become more and more like Jesus, so that every year that you are married, every successive year, you will become more like Christ. And as you become more like Christ, those things in your headship that are negative will come under the headship of our Lord Jesus Christ. As husbands, we are bound by love to ensure that our wives find their marriage a source of rich fulfillment and joyful service in the Lord. The husband is bound by love to ensure that his wife finds their marriage a source of rich fulfillment and a joyful service to the Lord. If we aren't, then we are hindering the work that God would like to do in our marriage. This kind of love has its source in Christ. Look at verses 26 to 27. As this is how Christ loved the church. So he set us an example. He cleansed her. He wanted to present her to himself as radiant, without stain, without wrinkle, without blemish, holy, blameless. Men, would there be any woman who would not enjoy a husband who has this type of a love, this type of a headship over her? I find it interesting, just as we are encouraged much more often than the women to love our wives, so we will notice that in this passage on marriage, Paul gives leaves three verses for the women and six for us. Are we thick-skulled or what? If love is not in place, then it is very hard to move on to headship. If love is not in place, it is very hard to move on to headship. The husband is the head of the wife. This is the grounds for the wife's submission to her husband, and it is modeled on Christ's headship over the church. head, according to the Greek word, clearly refers to husband's authority over his wife. And we see many references of that in Greek literature. So that's scary. That's scary stuff. What happens if we remove the line of headship and this is no longer connected to the center? You have domination. If you remove Christ, you remove the love. If you remove love, you have domination. A domineering husband who needs to be pleased, who needs to be the boss. And that isn't at all what headship is about in the sense in which God designed it. And just to make sure, like I read this passage, I just saw right away that God knew my natural inclination. He knew what was the natural way in which I was already bent. And in order that to me make it clear that I would understand what he meant, he used the Lord Jesus Christ as a model, as an example. Just as Christ's position as head of the church and its Savior, he is the head of the church. He is its Savior. And in that way, I need to be the head of my home as Christ is my head. But you know what's interesting? That the headship of the way God has designed the marriage and family is not a cultural thing. It's not a cultural thing. We have cultural weaknesses and we have cultural tendencies. But this is biblically based. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, Paul says, I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ, the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. There's incredible danger that the headship can go to our heads. And we abuse the authority that was given to us by God. Paul, in Colossians chapter 2, verse 19, is speaking to a person or to people who are steeped in legalism, who have the blacks and the whites very, very clear. And he says this, he says, he has lost his connection with the head, from whom the whole body, supported, held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows as God causes it to grow. He has lost connection with the head. He has lost connection. That tells me, men, that it is very possible that you and I, too, can lose connection with the head. And when that happens, we abuse the authority God has given to us. Look at how you can test, so to speak, whether your headship is a godly headship or not. A godly headship, it says, he has lost connection with the head. He has lost connection with the head, from whom the whole body supported. Okay? The family is supported by the head. It's held together and it grows. Are those things happening under your headship? Is there support? Is there health? Is there growth? Love and headship go together. You know, men, there's not a lot of women that wouldn't be willing to submit to a head like that. A head that honors God. Where they feel honored, cherished, where they feel safe, where they feel the support and the health and the growth within the family. You can have these two, but unless you have the three rooms all unlocked, a marriage cannot be healthy. You need all three of these in order for a marriage to be a healthy marriage. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so wives also should submit to their husbands in everything. So what does it mean to submit? Let's define it. It says, submission is a voluntary yielding to the power, authority, or desire of another in obedience to God. It's a voluntary yielding. You take the word voluntary out of there, and what do you have? You have obedience. You take the word voluntary out of there, and you have obedience. And that's not what he's talking about. Submission is not the obedience that a child gives to their parents. Submission is the voluntary yielding to the will of another, but it is in the inner attitude of the heart. We're talking about godly submission. We're talking about biblical submission. It is yielding your own rights or will to another out of respect for God or respect for the position of another. Let me back up to verse 21. Because this is what he's talking about in our relationships with each other. And if you cannot practice this in your relationships with others, you will not be able to practice it in your marriage. So young people, before you get married, this should be part of your friendships, of your relationships with your family, your parents, your siblings. Paul, and we've talked about that previously, where Paul in Philippians chapter 2 says that our entire life is caught, should be that of serving others, of looking out for the interests of others. And this just ties into that, doesn't it? It's about that part of not living for myself, but living for others. In everything. Well, you know what? He's talking about every lawful thing. He's not talking here about things that are not lawful or abusive situations. Those aren't the things he is talking about here. This is in a healthy relationship. This is the attitude of the heart. When the healthy relationship isn't there, and you and I as husbands and wives know that it takes two to make a marriage. We know that we cannot control the other person. We cannot force them to submit. We cannot force the husband to love or to provide loving, godly headship. We cannot do those things. So what happens when these things run amok? 1 Peter chapter 3 talks about how our influences, the attitudes of our heart influence, and how without words we can influence our spouse. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 gives us guidelines when marriages are in struggles. But it does not release us from God's design that we have here. We do it, wives, you do it out of reverence for Christ, the same way that you submit to Him. It is an inner attitude. That inner attitude of gentleness, of loyalty, of respect, and ultimate trust in our Lord Jesus Christ for the outcome. The submission to the leadership of the husband is for the health and the harmony of the marriage relationship. How can we make this work? We can only do that as we leave Christ in the center. You can only do that if you draw all of your resources from the center, choosing daily to make Christ, to put Christ at the center of your marriage. That's what's going to make it possible for you to use each of those other three keys. Husbands, our wives will have no problem living in submission to us if we are the loving heads of the home, even as Christ exemplified it for us in His relationship with the church. His relationship with the church. How's Christ the head of the church? We are the members of His body. Do we live in obedience to Him all the time? Do we sin? How does Christ respond to us as we live out our imperfections, our imperfect lives in the midst of the church? Are we radiant? Are we without spot? Are we without wrinkle? The Church of Jesus Christ worldwide? No, we're not. We have divisions. We have churches breaking up. We have our own struggles. And yet, Christ remains the head. He remains the one who sets the example, who draws us. He is the example, husbands, in our headship and our leadership. We have our entire lives to seek to bring God's love, God's example into our homes. Wives, we as your husbands will find freedom to exercise our headship with love as we observe the experience your submission and respect for the way that God has ordained the roles in a marriage. These three, they have to all be used. They have to all be used in connection with Christ. We remove Christ from the center and we break our connection with the head. We have domination on the husband's part. We have manipulation on the woman's part, the wife's part. And we have disharmony in our homes. And our children grow up with that and they don't know how they should live in their marriages. Let us be challenged to go against everything that our own flesh desires, that the world teaches us we need, and let's look to God for what He wants to do in our marriages today. Let's pray. Father, the things that You have challenged us with in this passage of Scripture, they are not easy for us. They require decisions. They require choices. Not just the choices of one, but the choices of both, husband and wife. And Father, we are not perfect. We will fail each other. And so forgiveness comes into you as well, and we haven't even touched on that today. But we must live in that in order for us to grow stronger. Father, you know where each home is at, each marriage is at here this morning. You know where you would like us to be, and you know where we are. My prayer is that you will take us as husbands, and you will draw us into your very heart, that we might understand in a way which we tend not to, what it means to truly love our wives, what it means to be a loving head in our home. Father, we tend to swing to being not a head at all or to being a domineering head. It's so hard for us to find that middle road of love, because it's something that's quite foreign to so many of us. I pray for the husbands here. I pray for us that we will choose to follow you, Lord Jesus, your example, as you and love as you love the church, being the head of our families as you are the head of the church. And Father, I pray for our wives. I pray that we will create within them such a desire to submit, to come under our authority, to bring harmony into our homes, where we, as men, are the spiritual heads. We're leading our homes spiritually. We're living godly lives at home and in our community, in our businesses, our work. And where our wives are living in support of that, and where they are being fulfilled in all that God created them to be, in their service to Christ, their giftedness, everything about them, Lord, we will enhance it in their lives. Lord, heal our homes. Strengthen our homes. We beg you in Jesus' name. Amen.